And welcome to CloudSense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. And this week, we got a great interview for you. We've got Tim Monner. He's the VP of Marketing and Business Development at Steadfast. And with everything going on in the world, there's probably no better guest to bring on right now to talk a little bit about what they're doing at Steadfast and where we are in this crazy world of ours. Tim, welcome to CloudSense. How are you?
Great, Jack. Thanks. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, it's a crazy time. But you know what? Before we even get into it, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background so people understand who you are. You're not just somebody we've brought on the show for the heck of it. You know what I mean? and give them a little idea of your background and how you ended up at Steadfast.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I've been in the IT space for quite a while here. Started my career out working for Applied Systems, which was an insurance software company down in the south side of Chicago. Kind of bounced around for a little bit, but had a long tenure at Panduit, which is an actual infrastructure company. Also on the south side, owning their global data center marketing products for quite some time. So long storied history. Dealing with data center technologies, hardware equipment, you name it, on a global scale. Kind of a funny story how I ended up here. I actually had left Panduit at one point for just a short while and worked for a competitor, Steadfast, for a couple of years and helped them basically build their entire marketing team from the ground up. And I had returned to Panduit at one point after that and got called by one of the sales reps here at Steadfast who I'd worked with at that competitor. And he mentioned that our owner, Carl Zimmerman, was looking to do a very similar type of thing here at Steadfast. So I kind of was attracted to the idea. Maybe I'm a sadist a little bit in terms of trying to build up a marketing team from scratch, but I find the challenge exciting. So I came in, met with Carl, was very impressed with him and his passion for what he was trying to do within the IT industry and with the customers in general, and they landed me.
You know what? Before we even get to Steadfast, I'm just going to backtrack just a little bit. You know, it seems that Panduit, which a lot of people might not know about that are listening, it's a privately held company. It's based here. And I had a very good friend, a childhood friend, Pete Kukuzian, that worked for them for years and years. But it seems like there's a lot of talent that comes out of that company. I don't know why, Tim, or what it is about that company. Maybe it's the way the owners have drawn that talent out or whatever the case was. But I just found that the fact that you said Panduit, just all of a sudden it lit that light bulb in my mind. But tell us a little bit about Steadfast, please, because I think that it's an amazing company. You guys are doing amazing things there. And you couldn't be more right when you were talking about the passion there. But talk a little bit about it.
Sure, absolutely. By the way, Pete Kukuzian is a good friend of mine. I worked with him for years. So
he
would know me by name. Steadfast is a great company. I'll tell you a little bit. I'll give you a little bit of the origin story, if that's okay. So just humor me for a moment.
Sure.
Carl Zimmerman started the company literally at the age of 12 years old. He had actually used some Christmas money and got some web credits from an organization and started building like a web design company. So he was doing web designs for customers up in the Fond du Lac, Wisconsin area at that young age. And like a lot of people at that time, his service offering expanded. His customers were then asking him, you know, where should I host? Where could I host? What would be a good recommendation? So he ended up buying a server. I talked to his mother quite often, and she jokes about how he had his first server underneath his bed in his bedroom as a child. And actually opened up that business, and that expanded then into, you know, more bigger and better things, and to the point that by the time he had come down into the Illinois area, he was a student at Northwestern University. By the time he was a sophomore, he had already opened up a large footprint within 350 East Cermak in downtown Chicago, where we still operate today. It's still a flagship facility for us with about 20,000 plus square feet of data center footprint that we actually operate soup to nuts. We staff at 24/7, 365. So interesting story with Carl. He dropped out when he was a sophomore, called his mom and said, I'm doing everything that I had hoped we would do. And so he did just that. He lived his dream, dropped out of school and ran the business. And we've been here ever since.
Very cool. You know what, I gotta tell you, it's fascinating, you know, how we've seen the world just kind of really change during all this. And you know what, with what you guys are doing, I would think it's just changing at lightning speed. You know, I mean, and I just give us an idea of what the last, say, 8-9 months have been like for you and Steadfast. You know, how has life changed for you with everything that's going on with the pandemic? You know, and I know we'll be telling the story in another 20 years, but something, there's been a paradigm shift here, you know, a digital shift, as I call it. But tell me a little bit about the experiences that you guys have had at Steadfast.
Yeah, I mean, internally for us as an organization, wasn't too much of a change. We had actually already started to, you know, move a number of different employees remote. We actually even had moved physical office space down to a smaller footprint so that we could have more employees working from a remote standpoint. For our customers, though, obviously, there are a number of challenges. And part of the reason is a lot of our customers, we tend to cater a lot to the small and mid-sized enterprise type customers. So some of them really struggled. We worked with a number of our customers throughout the pandemic last year to try and keep them afloat, to try and do everything we can. You know, Carl, once again, I mentioned him again, you know, he really has had a personal connection with a lot of our customers. And they know our engineers by name, they know our support teams and things like that. So for us, it's very personal with our customers and making sure that they're able to succeed. So, you know, a lot of last year was spent trying to make sure that we could do what we could to keep them afloat, keeping their costs down so they could keep operating, keeping their systems going. You know, business-wise, we had a great year. Unfortunately, some of our customers were not able to have one, but fortunately, we're seeing a little bit of a rebound now and we're glad to see it, but we are happy that we're able to keep some of those customers afloat and they're doing much better now.
Well, you know, as you're talking and you're telling that story, there are two things that come to mind. Number one is the fact that, you know, what you're doing becomes a real necessity right now, to the point where when people are talking about, you know, what they need, infrastructure services, I don't care what board you're at, it is one of the agenda items that's sitting on your desk or sitting, you know, at the table. And, you know, that's the first thing I think about, you know, and I guess the second thing I think about is the fact that you've got to really be flexible in this environment. It sounds like that's exactly what you guys are doing. And maybe it's because the company takes the shape and the complexion, you know, of the founder, but there's a lot of flexibility that's been needed over the course of these last, you know, this last year or so. And it sounds like you guys are right there. Now, aside from that, have you come up with anything new, or have you been forced to come up with something new to help, the customers that you guys are dealing with right now?
Well, you know, the whole pandemic experience has really sort of demonstrated something we've been talking about before that, which is, you know, the need to be able for people to bring their equipment off-prem a little bit and to expand their capabilities. You know, we deal a lot with customers who, you know, we lovingly refer to as server huggers. You know, you've heard tree huggers, right? But we call them server huggers because they tend to not want to give up their bare metal, you know, equipment within their, you know, closets or their data centers.
Well, why is that, Tim? Because it's almost like in the old days, we used to call them the mainframe gurus. You know what I mean? That were so addicted to the mainframes, they didn't want to go to a server mentality. And if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have the cloud. We can all see that now. It's all kind of going all the way back again. But why is it? Is it because people are just, you know, are building moats around their little their empires? Or is it that they just don't get it? How do you see it?
I think the experience is unique for everybody. I mean, I definitely think that there are some that feel like there's a job protection in maintaining that hardware on site. I think for others, you know, the cloud has been somewhat of a question mark, right? For a lot of people, some people, you know, question security, accessibility. You know, it doesn't help when certain, you know, large scale brands go down for 3 days, right? You hear that in the news quite often. So they want to make sure they can control, the operational dependency of those systems. So, but what ultimately, you know, what it comes down to though, is during this pandemic, we had a lot of people who were concerned about the idea that they had to go on site downtown or wherever it may be to maintain that equipment when they were pulling employees out of the office for COVID reasons, for just safety and security. So, you know, one of the biggest transitions and shifts, you know, you were mentioning earlier was, I think people have realized that either they need to take parts of their infrastructure offline, or not offline, but off-prem, And or, you know, maybe, you know, just consider moving to the cloud with at a much bigger scale than they had previously.
Yeah, just a follow-up question. Just in your mind's eye, do you think that we'll ever see a day where there is nothing on-prem anymore? Or will it always be a hybrid type of infrastructure that we're looking at, you know, in another 10 or 15 years? I'm just curious.
I think more and more things are moving to the cloud. I personally, and I'm not speaking on behalf of Steadfast, I believe that a good number of people will still keep some presence on site. There's just, you know, the way the technology works, because at the end of the day, there are certain limitations that are always going to come up in terms of, you know, internet connectivity and things like that. So there will be certain things that will help increase those speeds on site. But I do think that a majority of people will begin to look at their infrastructure as a service more than anything else.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'll even go as far as to say that as somebody who has had that hybrid environment, I hated it. You know what? I just did. Oh, I hate having anything on-prem now, if I could help it at all. And I know that a lot of businesses aren't like that. They have to have stuff that's on-prem. You know, some of the critical data has to stay there. But I got to tell you, you know, it just makes life so much easier when you don't have to worry about upkeep, when you don't have to worry about, you know, the infrastructure itself. And you know, all you have to really worry about is security. I like simplifying my life, Tim. You know what I mean? And that's, I think that kind of just sums it up right there. Hey, you know what? Before I leave you, I want to really get into your mind a little bit. You're somebody, you're like me, you've been around quite a bit. You know, you talked about your experience at Panduit and how it led you to Steadfast. And, you know, but, you know, you, like me, always see things probably on the edge. You're looking at different technologies, you're looking at different processes. And I always ask this question to smart people, and I got you in that category, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Do you see something on the horizon? Is there something that's captured your imagination? You know, whether it be, you know, pre-pandemic or during the pandemic, where you've looked at it and it was almost like an aha moment. You said, oh, I got to watch this, because in another 5 or 10 years, that's where, as Wayne Gretzky would say, the puck is going. Is there anything like that that's captured your imagination?
Well, you know what, Jack, I wish I had like a secret bullet. If I did, I would be investing a lot of stock into something right at this moment. But I think, you know, going back to what we were just talking about with cloud services, I do think, once again, that the propensity to go more and more online will lead to a lot more of the hybrid solutions. You know, historically, when you talk about cloud, people think of hybrid cloud as like a combination of public and private clouds. Where we're seeing, I think, is a perfect union of people moving certain elements of physical hardware into co-location data centers, matching that and easing certain migrations into cloud services, and really building a fairly robust sort of infrastructure so that they always have kind of a little bit of a presence of physical and virtual environments.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, Tim. And I guess all I'll say is, with the amount of data that we're going to see produced over the course of this next few years, and with everything that's going on with AI and machine learning, you know, just I just see this whole world exploding. And you know what? And you're right on the cutting edge, which for those that are listening, I want you to understand, when we talk to somebody like Tim, he's telling us stuff that's happening on the ground. Tim, it's been a real pleasure having you here at CloudSense. For all you out there, I am Jack Rugin. This has been CloudSense. I'll be talking to you soon.